בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת בו, פרשת גאולת ישראל, השתבח שמו, הפרשה ויציאת מצרים. This is the moment Am Yisrael has been waiting for 400 years, 210 of them in the bondage of Mitzrayim. And the Yetziat Mitzrayim is the tenet of our Emunah. Everything about Emunat Yisrael revolves around Yetziat Mitzrayim. Aseret HaDiberot, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Anochi Hashem Enokecha, Asher Hotzeticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yibet Avadim. Every mitzvah we do almost revolves around Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. You guessed it. Tzitzit, Tefillin, Shabbatot, Mo'adim, everything, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yeah? So now, he says like this. The last Ramban on Parashat HaShavua, Ramban, at the end of the Parashat, the last one of Parashat Bo, very, very powerful. It is, there's so much Emunah to be learned. All the Ba'alei HaMusar dwell on it so much. So there, throughout Shabbat, if you have a chance to go through the very last piece of Ramban on Parashat Bo, that's highly, highly recommended. You should go through all the Ramban, but especially that one. Anyway, we find something in the beginning of this week's parasha that we don't find by any of the other times that Moshe Rabbeinu stood before Paro. When, you know, although we only have three makot in this week's parasha, Arbe, Choshech, Bechorot, we find that at the end of the first Aliyah, when Paro got upset at Moshe Ve'aharon, it says, Vayigaresh otam me'et p'nei Paro. They were chased out from Paro. Now, again, it wouldn't be the first time that Paro spoke disrespectfully to Moshe Ve'aharon, but to actually chase them out, Dole Hador, who, you know, this is Paro, who's seen the Makot again and again and again. And this is the same guy, Chatati, Ha'atirubadi, pray for me, V'yasin Ma'alai. You know, he's always asking, oh, we sin, take it away. You know, he's always asking to pray. And now he allows himself to chase them away, Chas V'Shalom, like animals in such a degrading manner. What happened to him? You know, Paro was a psychopath, but it's not like he was bipolar or schizophrenic. You know, he understood exactly who these people were. So how does he allow himself to chase them away in such a demeaning way? Rabotai, in order to answer this, Hagaon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Sichot Musar, he explains that at the end of last week's parasha, we find in Makat Shechin something very interesting. The first, by Makat Shechin, it says, "Vayechazek Hashem et lev Paro." By the other Makot in last week's parasha, it says, "Vayechazak, Vayechbed," which means he hardened or he stiffened his heart himself. By Makat Shechin, by the boils, the Torah says, "Vayechazek Hashem et lev Paro." What is that? What can you infer from that? That Paro was already done. He was already knocked out. He would have been good letting them go. What happened? The Kadosh Baruch Hu interceded and Hashem strengthened his heart. What was so influential to Paro about Makat Shechin that wasn't by any of the other preceding Makot that Paro saw that he would have broken were it not for Hashem hardening his heart? You ever think about that? What was so special about Makat Shechin? So he gives a whole background to it, but I'm going to just cut to the chase a little bit more. Many times we find throughout life people doing things that seem superhuman, but under very specific circumstances, people are able to come through. I'm talking about even in the physical realm, not only spiritual, but even in the physical realm, people are able to perform what would in general be considered a supernatural feat because of specific circumstances. You know, this is even scientifically proven. You know that. There are people that can do, you know, there are cases where, you know, bar minan kids get stuck on their cars and then moms come and they lift the car up all by themselves. Yeah, how does a woman lift a car? How does that happen? You know, but what is it? When her child is stuck under the car, the mother is going to lift the car. That's lo kacha. That's what's going to happen. People under duress or people in the right mindset are able to do supernatural things, mamash. Rabotai, listen carefully. We know this from Yaakov Avinu. Right, when he came to the when he came to the well, and this was a rock on top of the well that took all of the shepherds to remove. And Yaakov Avinu got there. How old was Yaakov Avinu when he got to the well? You remember we saw in last week's daf. How old was Yaakov Avinu when he got to the well? A 77-year-old man, okay, removing a rock that took maybe 10, 20 people to remove. And Rashi says, like taking a cork off of a bottle, like that. Why? Because he was infused with Ruach HaKodesh, because he knew that he was about to meet Rachel, his soulmate. Yaakov Avinu, we know it says, Vayishkav b'makom ahu. Yaakov Avinu lied down on the rocks by Bet El. What happened? Why b'makom ahu? Rashi says, because for 14 years, not only did he not, you know, fall asleep, but he didn't even sleep, not on a bed, not even on a rock. This was the first time he laid down, even on a rock, for 14 years, which means throughout the other 14, he dozed off, you know, sitting down on a stender, whatever it is. How do you do that? How does a human being, a flesh and blood, do something like that? But when you're super focused and super determined on something, you're able to do supernatural things. Back to Makat Shechina, Rabotai, says the Sichot Musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, how was it brought about? Hashem told him, Kechu lachem meloch ofnechem piach kivshan uzrako Moshe ha-shamayim le'ayne Faro. Hashem told Moshe, take for yourself handfuls of ash and throw it up to the sky. Says Rashi, in general, something that's thrown hard, when you want to throw something hard, how many hands do you use? One or two? One. When you use one hand, that's how you throw something hard. Rashi says it was nes betoch nes. Number one, that his one hand, because Hashem told him, meloch ofnechem, your, meaning him and Aharon's, handfuls. How many handfuls is Moshe ve'Aaron?
Four.
It's four handfuls in one hand. So nes number one was that Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, his palm, held four handfuls of ash. And number two, says Rashi, what else was the nes? That was able to disperse over all of Eretz Mitzrayim. The Siftei Chachamim asks on Rashi, if there were so many nisim involved over here anyway, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to throw it with one hand with all of his might? If there was a nes anyway, why didn't Hashem tell him, throw with both hands, throw it up? And anyway, since there was a nes, it would spread throughout Eretz Mitzrayim, b'derech nes. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to throw it up with one hand? Says the Siftei Chachamim perforce, that the nes wasn't that he threw it up to the Shamayim. No, that wasn't a nes. The nes was that that small amount was enough to spread over all of Eretz Mitzrayim. You hear what he just said? The nes was not that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to throw it up to the Shamayim. The nes was that it spread. Which means the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to throw a few handfuls of ash all the way up to the sky, to the heavens, that wasn't a miracle. That was natural. Registering, Rabotai, throwing up ash with one hand to the Shamayim, that wasn't a nes. Says the Sichot Musar, bingo. That's it. When you focus all your energies, Moshe Rabbeinu had a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to throw ash to the heavens. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his mind, if Hashem told me to throw ash to the heavens, that means I can do it. And you know what? He did it, says the Siftei Chachamim. He did it, and it was not a nes. The nes was that it spread. Do you understand what's going on? Paro saw this. Paro saw Moshe Rabbeinu's resolve in fulfilling the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu represented all of Am Yisrael. Paro on his own, he said to himself, I'm done. I'm toast. That's why by Chazek Hashem, it lived Paro. Hashem said, I'm going to harden your heart now. Paro saw this. He says, there's no way I stand a chance against a nation with such resolve. That was after Makat Shechin. So how is it that right before Makat Arbin, the beginning of this week's parasha, after all of that, Paro was inspired. Paro was in awe of Moshe Aaron. So that makes the original question even greater. How did he throw them out like that? What is wrong with him? What is he thinking? Rabotai, what does the pasuk say right before he threw them out? It says, "Vayomer Paro, lochen, vayom Paro, yichen Adonai mechem asher shalach etchem etapechem reu ki ra'a neged pnechem." Look, you have ra'a, evil, opposite your eyes. It says Rashi, what's ra'a? Paro was an astrologer. He saw that there was a certain ma'adim. Mars is, we know it as a planet, but according to Chazal, Mars is a star. It's a heavenly body. And he saw that. That's the star that represents blood, bloodshed. He saw that they were going to get killed in the Midbar. Yeah, we know that some of them did get killed in the Midbar. But how did that blood, Hashem switched that blood for them? Instead of getting killed in the Midbar, what happened to them in the Midbar instead? Hashem changed the blood from bloodshed to
Brit Milah.
Brit Milah. That they, right before they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had a Brit Milah. Avalma, but also bloodshed, but also death and destruction of the Jews in the Midbar. What happened? He says, hey, wait a second. If you're getting punished, that means that you guys, Am Yisrael, you're not all you're cut out to be. A minute ago, I was so inspired by you. But if Hashem is meeting out punishment to you, that means that I was wrong. When a person can see somebody else getting punished, Paro lost respect for him, for Moshe, Ve'aharon, and all of Am Yisrael in one moment. He was so in awe of them a moment before, but he says he sensed that they were going to be the recipients of punishment, death and destruction. And in that moment, he changed his entire perception of Am Yisrael and his mezalzel. He looked at them with disdain. And because of that, he allowed himself to run away, to chase away Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Naharon. Rabotai, it's so important. Now, obviously, we all do things in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us to task for. But what? It's so important for a person, not only because of other people, but to keep himself beyond reproach, even in the eyes of people. Because one of the most important components of a person's self-respect is for people to look up to him, to respect him, and not to be mezalzel. Imagine you're in a position of power, you're in a position of authority, people respect you, you can give people musar, you can teach people, but if a person is in a situation where he's being punished, or even if it appears to people like that, that can cause people to lose respect. That's why it's so important for a person not only to do the right thing for himself, and obviously in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to be beyond reproach in the eyes of people even. Like the Pasuk says in Parashat Matot, V'yitem nekiyim mehashem umi'Yisrael. To be clean in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Am Yisrael, because the second people see that maybe not the nicest things are befalling somebody, he doesn't have the same influence as he once did. Look at Paro. A moment ago, he was enthralled by Am Yisrael. The next, when he sees that they were going to be punished, he chases out Moshe Ve'aharon. He says, get out of here. I don't respect you guys any longer. It's so, so important for a person to be on top of his ma'asim. It's what the Ramchal calls many times shlemut ha-ma'aseh, to try as much as possible for a person to be complete in his actions. Now again, we're not perfect, but we have to try to near completion as much as we can. Rabotai, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Stay warm. Stay safe. Anybody who has COVID or anything else, the flu, whatever, any other machalot, Yiratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayem the pasuk v'asiroti machala mekirbecha, refuah shlema, tefuat nefesh, tefuat guf, Shabbat shalom. Enjoy Shabbat. It's the Shabbat. There's an air of geula in this week's parasha. So let Shabbat now, with the mitzvot of, how many mitzvot? The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, mitzvah of Achilat Matzah, Achilat Maror, Yetziat Mitzrayim, Mitzvah Tefillin, Mitzvah Mezuzah, yeah, all these things, Rabotai, Pidyon Peter Chamor, Pidyon Bechor, all the mitzvot in this week's parasha, Yishtabach Shemo, it should be a catalyst to uplift us, and Bezat Hashem, hopefully even next week, be able to speak to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, Yishtabach Shemo, Bezat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom Borach, be well, Tzlach HaRabbah.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.